Mayor tonight with Ted Axe. What have you been up to since we last talked?
Well, I just released a new EP, four-song EP. And it's getting a lot of notice. It's called The Count of Rock. And it's got four songs on it that have to do with toxic relationships, really. That's the kind of subject matter for them. But I've mixed the genres of metal and punk and rock together. It's a little more punky than last time, in a sense. And also a little more manicured, so to speak. But it's called The Count of Rock, and it's available, digital copies are available on Bandcamp. Under Ted Axe, The Count of Rock. So, you know, one of my fans started calling me the Count of Rock, and I just adopted it as a kind of nickname. So, having said that, we called the EP that. So that's what I've been up to, and playing around with my band quite a bit in Toronto and out on the outskirts of Toronto. There's about 60-odd cities outside Toronto, small towns, if you will. We've been playing a lot of that sort of thing, so getting out of town quite a bit, and
What was the first concert you ever went to, and who did you see perform?
The first concert I saw? Yeah. Well, I started sneaking into the local arena quite a long time ago. So I think the first one I saw was Alice Cooper, the Killer tour, actually, quite a while back. That's when Alice was at his best, really. He had his original band, and it was kind of Killer, actually. And I got in by, I was hitchhiking down to the local arena, skipping school, about 3 p.m, and the roadies picked me up on the way to the gig. And so first thing that happened was that they handed back this huge chunk of Peruvian cocaine, and I didn't know what to do with it. And so just put it up your nose. So after that, we got into helping them. I helped them set up the equipment. And I was just like, 12 years old kind of thing. So it was a bit of a shock to me. And I got to see the concert from on stage, sitting right next to them on the sidewalk monitor, watching the show that way. So that was a great experience, and kind of influenced me in a sense. My music's kind of come out a bit darker. The dark rock kind of thing. So, that was really cool. So I guess that was my first concert. And after that, I kept it up, kept sneaking in, and wanted to go away with the sound crew on a tour of the States, but I was too young. They said, "No, kid, you're too young. Can't come down on tour with us." So, that was my first one.
Do you create for yourself or for your fans?
Oh, good question. I actually create for myself totally. And if somebody likes it, that's great. But for me, it's like an internal clock, a voice. I have to get it out of my system. And either it's poetry or art or music for me to get those thoughts out. This time it was music. It talked about things that were bothering me. Maybe some toxic relationships that I've been through, that kind of thing. So, it's kind of cathartic, if you will. That's what I create for, really. And, if someone else likes it, that's great along the way. This one might be a bit harder to digest because it's not so thinly disguised. The last album I had was called The Sex, Horror, Violence. It pretty much sounded like just rock songs. They were all consistently about relationships and human interaction, And this one has got four songs on it. One's called Disaster, about a person that craves disaster in their lives, kind of addicted to things not working out. And then one is called Wedlock, about a marriage that's gone awry, kind of a bad marriage. The person feels locked into it. And one is called Alive, which is kind of a Bowie-esque ballad. I think I finally learned how to sing, so I'm showing that off. And that's also about, how do we get out of here alive, out of this relationship? The next one is called Victim of Love, which kind of says it all. So we're going to be doing a video for one of those songs. Haven't chosen which one yet, but it's going to be an interesting video because just kind of lining it up now. And I think it'll be filmed in front of a haunted house. I found a haunted house, so I'm going to be doing the video in front of this house.
We're going to play your song, Victim of Love.
Oh, great. Guitar and bass and sang, and then had a drummer in, my drummer, Stefan Ford. And it was produced by a guy who's done a bands like Sum 41. His name is Rob Sanzo. And he produced it. It was actually recorded on analog gear, which is like the same recording type of thing from the 70s. So it wasn't digital at all. It was like 2-inch tape. So you get that kind of really lush set down, all kind of antique equipment, and, you know, so I'm a bit of an antique myself, so, yeah, wrote it myself, and pretty much recorded it myself with the help of a drummer, so, and in a way, I kind of co-produced it, I suppose, as well, because some of the things, like, it goes, she's a killer. I said, why don't we put a vibro slap in there? And so that's what ended up in there. So a lot of the ideas I happened to come up with myself. And I think you got to do that, you know, to maintain some sort of control for your own, instead of letting other people control you all the time. And I don't mind saying that I co-produced it, and in a sense, but have to thank the people that were involved. So, you know, I have to thank Stefan Ford, Rob Sanzo, Bill Gargarella, who actually owned the house where the studio is situated. And, I got a new band, Derek Barton on guitar, Leslie Leoniak on lead guitar, Stefan Ford on drums, and William Walker on bass. So it's interesting because my band doesn't have any egos. At least they haven't presented themselves yet, which is also really good for a band that you want to have some longevity with. So it's really the egos that, you know, fuck things up at the end, isn't it? There you go.
What's next for you in 2023?
Well, let's see. I have to have dinner tonight. That means I'll be going out hunting at about 12 p.m. and trying to get back before the sun comes up. It's always a bit of a challenge. And I think we're going to be trying to do a lot of shows to try to find our legs as a band. We'll be doing the video for one of these tunes, probably Victim of Love, the one you just played. And after that, who knows? You know, we are submitting to labels all the time. As you know, at this time, labels really aren't signing. And if they are, they're signing bands that help them do the job much easier, like bands that have 100 million followers on Instagram or whatever. So we're really not playing that game. It's either, you know, we're just doing stuff we love. We're just doing it for the love of it, really. Not getting caught up in, you know, how can we compete with, you know, other bands that have the massive amount of followers on this and that. Because for us, it's not really about that. It's really about the music, the shows, the performance. Like, I'm constantly practicing my performance. Dance clubs, for instance, this weekend I went out, there's a dance club with a mirror, and I'm kind of dancing in front of the mirror. Unfortunately, there's no reflection, of course. So it's a bit hard to practice that way, but I try. So really, that's, you know, in this year, we're going to be looking at videos, performance, and doing a lot of shows.
Where can people go and see music videos and events?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you go on YouTube, there's quite a few videos. There's a bunch of live ones from TEDx. And the two studio videos I have, one is called Get Out of Rehab by TEDx. And the other one is called Death Us Do Part. Those are the two studio videos I have right now. Those are on YouTube. And then my site is, you know, you can find us on Spotify. Of course, in the smartphone age, people will be looking at that most often, hearing that in their earbuds. And you can follow it on Spotify, and it's everywhere, actually, on any kind of you know, Apple Music, iTunes. It's all over the place.
Thanks for being on the show tonight. I enjoyed talking to you again.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, Rick.